Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
The time to act is now because your future is in jeopardy. There's a new epidemic taking root in America, and no, it's not another virus, but an epidemic of financial insecurity, which is just as terrifying. We're all on the verge of plummeting into poverty at the exact time where we're supposed to be living our best life, aka during retirement. The way things are going, instead of sipping Mai Tai on your own private yacht, you're probably looking more at a rainwater and raft situation. Not as enticing, is it?
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
10 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve. The harsh truth is that we all been lied to about the right way to plan for retirement. In this episode, we'll discover the shocking realities of the looming financial crisis, key warning signs to look out for, and decisive steps to change the course of your future and reroute you towards freedom.
This crisis is one that will sneak up on all of us if we don't take steps to prepare and make changes now. So let's get into it.
To illustrate the issue at hand, let's talk about the Emperor's New Clothes story.
Well, as the tale goes, we see the emperor who blindly trusts the weavers he hires to make him the finest clothes imaginable. We're talking glitz, glamour, and all the things. He wants to look his absolute best.
The problem is that the weavers actually make nothing at all and simply lie to the emperor about what he sees, which leads to the emperor to parade through his street completely naked, believing the lies he was told about his fancy new threads.
This paints a scary picture, right? It's like how we often believe things we are told by authority figures, only to find out later that we were duped.
This brings us to the financial crisis we're facing now, where trusting people have put their faith in financial gurus and the general public about how to save for retirement, leading them to the edge of financial ruin in their golden years. Can you relate?
Even if you're not yet facing the consequences of blindly trusting the commonly practiced ways of saving for retirements, the revelations you're about to hear will probably hit you close to home. Brace yourself, the truth can be hard, but the strategies you'll learn in this episode can be life-changing and life-saving.
So let's uncover the real threats lurking in the shadows of the most common retirement saving vehicles, like a 401k.
First of all, the fees for retirement plans might seem harmless in the beginning, but over time, they can seriously eat away at your nice little nest egg, leaving you completely vulnerable and exposed when time comes to retire.
Now, the fees will vary from different types of retirement accounts, but here are some of the typical fees you'll see and what percentages you expect to pay.
First up are the management fees. These fees are paid directly to the funds manager handling your investment portfolio. For actively managed mutual funds, management fees can range anywhere from 0.5% to 1.5% of the asset under management per year. For passively managed index fund, the fees can be around 0.02% to 0.5%.
Next, we have the administrative fees, which cover the day-to-day operations of managing a retirement plan, like record keeping, legal, and trustee services. Fixed administrative fees can be 0.02% to 0.5% of the account balance annually, while some are based on the percentage of assets. Sometimes these fees are waived or lower depending on the size of the investment.
Another fee to look out for is so-called fund expense, which covers the cost of mutual funds or ETFs. Mutual fund expenses range from 0.1% to over 1%, while index funds and ETFs can be lower, between 0.02% to 0.2%.
Fun stuff talking about fees, isn't it? The sneaky thing to remember here is that these fees get paid no matter what, whether your investment are thriving, tanking, or just existing. Keep in mind that the fund manager wins if you win, but also wins if you lose. So your best interests are really not anywhere near the top of their priority list.
Here's a couple of shocking facts about the fees. A report by Investment Company Institute found that the average expense ratio for actively managed mutual funds was around 0.67% in 2020. And a study by the Center for American Progress found that the median income two-earner family could pay nearly $155,000 in 401k fees over their lifetime.
Most people don't realize the effect of these retirement fund fees over time, and that's likely due to the total lack of transparency or clarity involved in the retirement accounts.
Sometimes it seems like a foreign language, all the financial jargons, complex terms, and fine prints that are literally created to make you confused. Call us crazy, but we don't think understanding your own investment should require an advanced finance or legal degree, but that's just our two cents.
Another danger behind retirement accounts is the illusion they present, leading people to believe they're heading towards a stable financial future when the reality is much, much different.
Have you ever been given a gift that was packaged in a misleading box? Like imagine unwrapping a pretty blue Tiffany's box, only to have a pair of socks inside. Talk about misleading, right?
That's kind of what we're dealing with in retirement accounts. The reality is often much different than the perception.
Usually the guaranteed returns on investments is big and bold, while the actual risks and conditions are unclear and hidden. Investors can be easily misled by past results, not realizing that those aren't guaranteeing future success.
Then there's also the fact that most people assume retirement accounts are backed by the government, making them safer. In reality, that's usually not the case.
There's actually not much protection in retirement accounts at all, leaving investors susceptible to things like market volatilities, which can be devastating, especially for people already retired or soon to be retired.
But then it's too late to change course, right? So now it's time to make adjustments to protect your future. Here are some of warning signs to look out for, so you know if your own retirement planning is headed for trouble with the dangers we have covered so far.
There's a common misconception out there that the smaller nest egg will suffice because people underestimate their future financial needs. But the truth is that about half of Americans can't afford to save for retirements and one-third don't have any savings at all.
If you have heard the building up your saving is not all that important, it's not too late to spot these red flags for what it is and start laying the foundation for a better future.
There's also over-reliance on Social Security, leading people to believe that Social Security alone will save them from poverty. Don't be fooled. These benefits really aren't enough to support a comfortable level of retirement living.
You should also be on a lookout for inadequate professional financial advice. There are plenty of predatory financial advisors out there who will take advantage of people on their quest to make a sale regardless of their client's best interests.
It's important to beware of generic or sales-driven financial advice in your own retirement planning.
401k and IRA plans are plenty alluring and seem to be commonly accepted as decent retirement funds, but think about your reasons behind using them. Does being socially accepted make it a good option?
Think about the dot-com bubble burst or the 2008 financial crisis impacting retirement accounts. And remember, the inevitable market crashes pose a huge risk on the commonly used accounts.
If you think you might be falling victim to any of these red flags, it's time to up your retirement planning game. You don't want to be working into your 70s just to get by in retirement, do you? With life expectancy higher than it used to be, that's exactly what's happening for people who don't heed the science we have been discussing.
Don't worry though, these simple steps that you can start taking right now to ensure a better financial future.
The most important thing to do is to educate yourself. There's so much misinformation and untrustworthy advice in the financial realm that taking your financial literacy into your own hands is the only way to really feel confident in your retirement planning.
It's also important to manage your own retirement accounts without passing them off to someone else. And that's not just because someone else will take fees for the service, but also because you are the person affected most by the success or failure of your retirement funds and investments.
You should definitely be the one in charge of all of it, don't you think?
Don't gamble with your financial future. You can secure it with knowledge and smart financial planning.
If you want more strategies for building a strong financial future, tune into this episode where we talk about how to make $8.65 million in real estate. The link will be in the show notes.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.